Iran's supply to Russia is exposed.
Stephen Portnoy has more.
The U.S. describes a growing axis between Moscow and Tehran, taking the relationship to what the National Security Council spokesman calls a full-fledged defense partnership.
As of this spring, Iranian pilots have reportedly been training in Russia.
John Kirby says Iran may soon sell ballistic missiles to Russia in exchange for helicopters and air defense systems. And he says Iran might create a joint production line to make deadly drones in Russia.
We urge Iran to reverse course, not to take these steps.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
A political shift in Washington. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema has now switched from a Democrat to an independent. Correspondent Deborah Alferone.
The move comes just days after Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock won Georgia's runoff election, adding to the Democrats' narrow majority in the Senate.
Sinema says she doesn't plan to caucus with Republicans, ensuring Democrats retain their advantage in the Senate. Two other independents, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King of Maine, both caucus with Democrats.
The former Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on George Floyd's back while another officer kneeled on his neck was sentenced today to 3.5 years in prison. Prosecuting attorney Matthew Frank.
Mr. King was not simply a bystander in what happened that day. In fact, he did less than some of the bystanders tried to do to help Mr. Floyd.
He's already serving a federal sentence. COVID cases are on the rise again, just ahead of the holidays and family gatherings. Correspondent Steve Futterman has that.
The numbers tell the story, and it isn't good. COVID cases are up, as are COVID-related deaths, a nearly 62% spike in deaths nationwide in the past week. And with the holidays coming up, Dr. Dan Nafsinger in Indiana says,
we're anticipating that it's still going to get worse rather than we're being at the peak or being on the downhill side of the peak.
Add to that rising flu cases and RSV, and it could be a very difficult next few weeks. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Some good news for coffee lovers, as Jim Krasula reports.
There will be a global coffee supply surplus the next couple of years, thanks to improved coffee production in Brazil. The world's coffee supply has been tight the past couple of years, and prices per cup have increased significantly.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished off more than 300 points. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Did you know there's a conservative advocacy and benefits organization with over 2 million members and counting? It's AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Hi, this is Mary Walter. Here are three reasons why you should consider joining AMAC right now. First, AMAC saves you money from discounts on travel and lodging, cell phones and plans, access to insurance products, and more. Joining AMAC is a powerful tool against inflation. Second, with a bi-monthly magazine, daily website content, podcasts with America's thought leaders, and an app that delivers insightful coverage of the issues that matter most, AMAC is a trusted source of information. And third, the reason that people say is their favorite, is that AMAC fights for your conservative values on Capitol Hill. With more than 2 million members, AMAC is a voice that cannot be ignored, working tirelessly to preserve the freedom secured by our Constitution. Go to amac.us/liberty and join today. That's amac.us/liberty. amac.us/liberty.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 28 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. High temperatures reach up to 35. Chance of snow tomorrow night. Lows level off around 28. Overcast skies. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What did I miss? Virginia, my home, sweet home. I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lights at every night.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry on this Friday lunch hour, 12:06, December 9th. And we have a holiday party tomorrow, so we are getting ready for the weekend. We're headed to Madison.
Yes.
Hopefully the roads are a little better by the time we hit them.
Yeah, it is still snowing out here in Waukesha, so if you're on the roads, please be careful.
Doesn't look quite as... It's
lightened up a little bit.
The clarity looks a little bit better than when I was driving in this morning. But very good timing. Husband Michael Sampson was smart enough to literally yesterday put a... snow scraper in my car.
Well done.
Pretty happy because we do not have a covered garage here, so I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of snow on the car when we leave today. Jane, you can borrow mine if you don't have one.
I have one.
Oh, great. Of course you do.
And because I am old, I already flipped up my wipers.
You know, I will tell this story, and then we're going to get to some more headlines for today that caught my eye. But we now have a garage. But last year at our apartment, before we got our house... We had a parking spot, but not a covered garage.
Right.
And one of those days, I can't remember if it was December or January, but it was one of the nights that it was so cold that not only was my windshield frozen, and luckily I was smart enough not to pour hot water on my windshield.
Just saw a video about that.
So don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
But what I did have to do was because the seal of my car, my driver's side car was
frozen
shut. So I couldn't even open the door. So I did pour boiling water on that because I needed to get to work. And I was like, how do I get into my car? Because it's one thing once you're in the car, you can turn on the heat, you just have to be patient and wait.
Right.
But I couldn't even get in my car.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm very happy to have a garage. That's one of my things I'm grateful for this year.
You in this climate, yeah, if you don't have one, it's truly a pain in the neck.
You give yourself more time. Because you never know what you're waking up
exactly.
to as far as your automobile.
Well, and there's so much water content in this stuff. This is really that wet, slushy, snowy stuff. So if it goes really cold, really fast, it's going to get really icy.
Fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Wisconsin.
All right. Well, I misspoke. Yesterday, we talked about how there are four Republicans who are running for the Wisconsin Senate seat that has been announced that the special election will be happening. But as of Wednesday, there actually is a Democrat. The first Democrat has entered the race. And you may recognize the last name if you watch local television at all. Habish, David and Routier.
It's that Habish.
It's her. So a Democratic candidate has entered for the Wisconsin's open 8th Senate seat. She joined Wednesday. Jody Habish-Sinkin. It's S-I-N-Y-K-I-N. So I need
that
to
sounds
double
right.
Sinkin. She's an attorney from Whitefish Bay. She's lived most of her life in what is the 8th Senate district. And she announced her candidacy for the WOW district. That was on Wednesday. And so it's to replace... retiring Senator Alberta Darling, who's been in that seat since 92.
Forever.
Yeah. And so her quote was, "It would be a privilege to represent the people of the 8th Senate District in the Wisconsin State Senate. As someone who has lived and worked in the district for most of my life, I am committed to creating opportunities that foster a strong sense of community and that ensure open dialogue between residents and myself. I will be a senator who listens and learns from the constituents in the 8th District." So we got someone.
Well, good for her. And I applaud anybody who steps up at this point.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Because who wants to open yourself up to the attack ads and the you know, Oppo research. And so I really give it all the candidates a lot of credit.
Absolutely. And so it seems like at least in there will be the primary. There will be a Republican primary because there are four different Republicans running for this seat. As of right now, she is the only Democrat running for the seat. So ostensibly, there would be no primary, and then it would just be in for the April election. Mm-hmm. Whoever wins the Republican primary for this seat versus Jody Habish-Sinkin. And it'll be interesting to see, because if she, you know, Habish and Retear, you know, is, I feel like I know that jingle as much as I know the one call that's all jingle. And so I'm assuming that there's potential financial resources behind her and potentially her candidacy. But I guess we'll see. But it could be interesting as far as potentially being a flippable seat, as that part of the state has
changed.
Been a little bit more blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, Respect for Marriage Act passed in the House. And I think the only thing to say about this is the fact that unlike Ron Johnson, who voted against it in the Senate, Wisconsin Republican lawmakers Mike Gallagher and Brian Stile voted for it. A win's a win.
I know. I will take it, I guess.
I'm not going to dissect their reasoning or whatever, because, you know, look at Ron Johnson, who decided to vote against it. But they didn't have to, but they did. And so so that was now headed to Biden's desk. But again, this is a moot law.
Yes.
This law, while it is historic and it is a step, a reminder that as we are right now, Obergefell provides more protection for same-sex marriage, and Loving protects more protection for interracial marriage than if either of those were to be overturned by the Supreme Court. The fallback of what this Safety Net Respect for Marriage Act does is actually less rights than people have right now. Because right now, you are allowed to get married to someone of the same sex in every single state. And if that were to get overturned, it would go back to the states to allow net new marriages, but it would have to honor
existing
marriages. And if you got married, so I did my video for Journal Sentinel this week on the topic, trying to explain this. And I used the example, which is a hypothetical, but this whole bill is in case of a hypothetical. It grants no new rights.
Right.
And which is in the, you know, I don't think it's out of this world to think that if these cases were to be overturned, Wisconsin might be one of the states that does not allow same-sex marriage, and Illinois would be. So if you were someone who went to Illinois to get married but then moved to Wisconsin, Wisconsin would still have to respect your marriage and the legality of it, but would not have to let you get married after it fell unless they passed, the state legislature, as we just talked with Jim Sintel and the power that they have, passed a law similarly, like we're waiting for them to update the 1849 abortion criminal ban.
Oh,
they'll ever get to that.
There's all kinds of time to fix that, Kristen. What's the rush?
But speaking of that, you know, I think this is a win for Senator Baldwin.
Oh, absolutely.
She really led the charge on this.
Yep.
I don't know if her next project is going to be as successful. So she's now proposing a federal travel fund for women seeking abortions. She introduced this yesterday, and it seeks to establish a four-year, $350 million annual government grant program that would help support women in Wisconsin and other women across this country to travel long distances to get an abortion. I have a feeling that's not going to have as much bipartisan support.
That will never pass.
No.
Never.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
I mean, maybe not never, at least not
in, well, not in that
not
form.
In, not in this atmosphere.
Yeah, well, and certainly not in the form that she has proposed.
No.
No.
I agree.
It's ambitious and well-intentioned, but no.
But don't hold your breath.
No.
And then some health news. Jane, how old do you feel?
It depends on the day.
Okay.
So some days I feel like I'm in my 30s.
Yeah.
And then some days I feel my age, which is 62.
Okay.
But it really depends on the day.
Because I don't feel 36. I mean, I understand that I am. And then it's like, there's a great meme that goes, I feel like I'm in my 20s until I hang out with people in their 20s and I realize, oh, no, I'm definitely in my 30s. and I'm sure every age in conversation is like, oh, you think about the world, how, huh, what? But there is a recent study that found feeling younger than your age is linked with a longer lifespan.
Oh.
So age is in the eye of the beholder. But yeah, research lead Dr. Suzanne Worm says that it's likely because this mindset motivates you to try new things and stay physically and mentally engaged, while feeling older can mean that you're overstressed. So the TLDR, too long, don't read, of that, or the advice to take away of that is think of yourself as younger.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, try new things. Challenge your brain.
Try and make new friends, make new connections, learn new things.
Like you.
Yeah, absolutely. Since I started with you in July, I have learned so much, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's nice to know that I'm not just a juvenile delinquent who's never grown up, because I often feel younger than I am.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where I feel like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a flip flop, because I think there's something about when you're young wanting to be older. Oh, I'm an old soul.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very mature for my age.
Because it implies wisdom.
Yeah. And then I don't know what that cutoff becomes where your age doesn't reflect how you feel. Like, at what age do you actually feel like your age? And I'm sure it's different for everyone, but maybe your 20s, is that the prime time to feel like you're not trying to get any older, but you actually feel the age that you are?
That's probably accurate.
Because I feel like by the time you're in your 30s, you're like, I do not have this together at all. I'm not adulting the way my parents were adulting when they were. And that's absolutely true for me.
But I do want to reassure you that with age does not necessarily come wisdom. Because I know lots of old, stupid people. In fact, I can look at our state legislature and probably think of a few.
Fair. All right. Well, we're going to take another break, but we have some more headlines, some more fun headlines. Women's volleyball. There is two sisters from Milwaukee. We're going to be on SNL this weekend. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then I will let you know the very fun show I saw last night and give them a little love, because I highly recommend going to see it. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick with us. He grabs my arm and I respond.
Let's go. Thomas, we are engaged in a battle for our nation's very soul. Can you get us out of the mess we're in? Hamilton's new financial plan is nothing less than government control. I've been fighting for the South alone. Where have you been?
France.
Oh. We have to win. Well, what did I miss?
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Yeah, Groove Machine.
Who's there? The Spice Girls. Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party. New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The All of Us Research Program is asking for people to help researchers make healthcare more precise by creating individualized prevention and treatment options. When you join, you'll share your unique health information and become part of the largest and most diverse medical research program ever. The more data researchers have, the more they'll be able to create better care for all of us. Introducing the next breakthrough in medicine, you. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA, sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Some more headlines to round out the first half of the lunch hour. It is 12:21. Croatia won. Croatia beat Brazil in the World Cup.
That seems unexpected.
I think that was unexpected, but Croatia was the underdog. I mean, they're the ones who were they came in second last time. So they are a tiny country, but obviously has some good athletes. So
powerful feats.
So yeah, so that is some sports news. Some other sports news. Badger women's volleyball keep rolling on. They beat Penn State, which is very exciting. So I think it was a hard-fought match, or multiple matches. So Penn State, I mean, this is like, I think, when it comes to volleyball, one of our big rivalries as far as always being to the best teams. But then Marquette has fallen to University of Texas Longhorns. All have to put our good juju behind the women's Badger,
the Lady Badgers
team.
You bet.
Which is easy for me to do.
And I'm really
more of a Badger fan.
I'm really happy they beat Penn State because I think they're snobs.
You think Penn State is snobs?
I think it's a snootier school than Madison.
Oh, that's interesting.
I do.
Well, I guess Ohio State is also a public school and people make their entire personality. I went to Ohio State, And so maybe I feel like I know less people who went to Penn State that I have that association with them.
I could just be picking this out of the sky.
Sure. Okay. but then this week, do you watch SNL very regularly?
I usually see it the next day.
Yeah, I see. These days, I feel like I see the clips that go viral,
right,
which sketches were really fun. But this weekend, December 10th, Saturday Night Live, Sista Strings, Sista Strings, it will be playing. It's two sisters who are a cellist and a violinist, I think. Monique and Shantae Ross. They are playing backup for Brandi Carlile.
Cool.
As this week's musical guest. And so they're from Milwaukee's North Side, and they first debuted as Sista Strings in 2014 with Shantae playing violin and Monique playing cello. And they released their first EP called Lift in 2019. And then in 2021, they left Milwaukee and they're now in Nashville. But they're making their big it sounds like they were on Jimmy Kimmel and Ellen, and they've been on it's not their TV debut, but
still,
it is their SNL debut.
That's huge.
So there's some Wisconsin in the wild for you.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Yeah. And they
good for them.
You know, I feel like whenever there's the disruption of what you typically see, whether it's ballet or orchestral instruments, of like the stuffiness and the stereotypical vision of what you think of when you think of some of these performing arts.
As a little more uptight.
Yes. To see these two young Black women with their braids and like bright colors that they're wearing and the pictures of them play these like classical instruments. I just always love that visual.
Well, and I am so impressed by anyone who can play a stringed instrument.
I'm impressed by people who can play instruments, period.
Well, that too. But,
or sing.
But violin, cello, you know, even stand-up bass, I just find that remarkable.
The cello is one of my favorite instruments. It like pants down.
I just heard someone say that the cello is the closest thing to a human voice.
Oh. Interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Speaking of musical talent and singing, so we had Dateline last night.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
surprised. Mike was trying to surprise me. And so we went out, we got a drink, went out to dinner. He goes, we have to be done with dinner by 7:30. I was like, are we seeing a show? And he was trying to keep the surprise as long as, no, I'm not seeing a show. Like, are you lying?
Well, we have to be done wrapping up.
Are you lying? And he goes, no. I was like, well, how far are we walking from here? Because we were in the third ward in downtown Milwaukee. It was like 4 or 5 blocks. And then I started to figure it out that our friend, Sean Holmes, shout out to Sean Holmes, I had said that I wanted to see the show that he is in at Skylight Music Theater in the Third Ward called A Jolly Holiday, celebrating Disney's Broadway hits.
Oh.
And so it was my first time in that theater.
It's a really nice theater.
Mm-hmm. I was really impressed
yeah.
with the intimacy of it. But also, I mean, the set that they put on, and I've not been in the Black Box Theater next to it, that where the Milwaukee Chamber Theater that is more plays than less music. So I'm going to see a show there next. But I have to say, first of all, the five main people, and now I was going to look up how to pronounce his name to make sure I didn't screw it up. But you know, Ben Timian, he's the guy who sings the national anthem for the Bucks. Really big guy, and he's
I know who you mean.
Yeah, you know
sure.
what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Now
yep.
it's his last name. I was going to look this up, and it's the one thing I forgot to do. But he, because the guy who had been in the show got injured, and so he kind of last minute is now in the show. But it was so fun because I think he's kind of rose to Milwaukee fame as being the good luck charm for the Bucks when he sings the national anthem, and he can really sing.
Yes, he can.
So he was in the show. Our friend Sean was in the show. There's two other women that I didn't recognize, but I mean, and everyone, the five main characters, and then since it's Skylight, they also have a younger cast of like middle school, high school kids who are part of the chorus. And, you know, the premise, like the plot of the show, not strong.
Little loosey-goosey,
but it's basically just a montage of all of the Disney songs that have been on Broadway. And they just go show by show. So they do Beauty and the Beast. They do The Lion King. They do Mary Poppins.
Oh.
They do Frozen. They do, it's like, and it's, they did, Ben sang out there from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and he killed it. And it was one of those things where you see people who can sing that well, sing these songs that you know as a Broadway fan, as a Disney fan. And I was just grinning ear to ear the entire show. And so if you are in the Milwaukee area, if you like Disney, if your kids like Disney, if you like Broadway, the show runs until December 31st. And so I highly recommend checking it out. It is so much fun. The singing is so good. So good job, Michael Sampson. It was a good surprise. All right. When we come back, more Supreme Court talk. Except the Wisconsin Supreme Court, not the United States Supreme Court. Matthew Rothschild will be here to talk about some of the history of how we got to where we are. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
My mark in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 2-minute time check, stations. Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
From Mariucci Arena in Minneapolis, welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. A late night, Friday night matchup between the Badgers and the third-ranked Minnesota Golden Gophers. Joshua Fisher is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Communications alongside I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers are 7-9 overall, 1-7 in the Big Ten, but they won 5 of their last 6 following last weekend's split at the Kohl Center with Michigan, a 6-3 victory and a 4-2 loss. Meanwhile, Minnesota leading the Big Ten at 8-2, 13-5 overall. Bob Motzko's squad has won 6 of the last 7, 9 of 11, and coming off a stretch of 6 straight road games in which the Gophers went 5-1. Paul, as for the Badgers, you know, it was a slow start to the season, no question about it, but they're playing much better of late.
They are. They had a couple of three straight home series, a couple against teams that are newer and helped the Badgers get some confidence. Not that they were pushovers. We've seen since LIU beat Ohio State and some other good results, but Badgers got going a little bit offensively in those 2 weekends, and it carried over to last weekend in Michigan against Michigan. You start looking down the lineup, like Owen Lindmark, Corson Kuhlemans, Zach Erdahl, Jack Horbach, Carson Fannell got going, Kuhlemans, and a lot of guys got a lot of confidence and are feeling much better about their games now, and they'll get a really stiff test this weekend against Minnesota.
Yeah, the Gophers are really playing well right now. They've got talent up and down the lineup.
Yeah, everyone here, you walked into the building and they're raving about the first line that Minnesota's playing with a couple of freshmen and super talented Logan Cooley along with
Jimmy Snuggerud.
Snuggerud and Matthew Nice, I believe.
Yep, he's on that top line.
So they have been, they've got 45 points in 11 games. They've got 8 game-winning goals this year. They've just been a handful for every other team, so that'll be one of the keys to Wisconsin getting through this game.
Yeah, the Badgers have been better defensively, and they'll need to be that tonight against Minnesota. Coming up on our pregame show, we'll tell you what else is going on in the Big Ten. 2 other series are underway. We'll also hear from Wisconsin head coach Tony Granato when we come back. It's the Badgers and the Gophers meeting for the 303rd time all time from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As you go about your daily life, look closer.
As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 28 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow, snow likely, high temperatures reach up to 35. Chance of snow tomorrow night, lows level off around 28, overcast skies. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Welcome back to Mariucci Arena in Minneapolis. The Badgers take on the Golden Gophers tonight. Wisconsin coach Tony Granato joins us. Badgers won 5-6. Minnesota's won 9-11. This should be a pretty good match.
Yeah, Minnesota's been, they've been playing really well since the start of the year. They got a ton of talent. I think they've played with a ton of confidence for sure, as they should. They're a team that for us to have success tonight, we're going to have to play like we did last week against Michigan, especially on Friday night. We're going to have to forecheck. We're going to have to make sure we make them play, in D-zone coverage and be real hard on their skilled players. The one thing, you analyze the whole weekend last weekend, special teams were big in the first game, for sure, for us. But I thought the physicality of how we played against some of their skill players, particularly you can say Fantilli, because you had put Lindmark and Horback and Bantle on a line to match head-to-head with those guys. And I think that frustrated their skill players. And it obviously was a big impact on the game. So for us tonight, the same type of mentality has to be had. We have to be physical against their skill guys. We can't back up and try to think we're going to defend against them because they skate too well. And they're great one-on-one players, so we're going to have to defend in numbers.
Yeah, you don't want to back up, but you also have to be wise with the moves you may make to try to slow down their speed.
Yeah, absolutely. But, the one thing we do have, and I think our defensive group has played very solid all year long. But the one thing that, I say they can be great is when our forwards are in good position to support that and allow them to be aggressive at playing gaps tight and playing rushes early and killing plays early. So that's always been the key for our team as far as, our forwards, they have to get in the forecheck, but they have to be responsible about coming back. So if the puck is coming towards our end, they're in a good position to allow our D to make, aggressive plays. And I thought, again, that's been a strength for us all year as far as our D's performance as a group, and it's certainly going to have to be really good tonight.
It seems like Jared Moe, speaking of defense, has kind of found his groove again.
Yeah, I do. I know. I mean, the big win for him Friday, Saturday's game, he kept us in it for most of the game. I thought that that was real big. You know, there were parts of that game we got a little bit sloppy, and Jared made big saves for us to keep it in it, keep us in it. So yeah, he's playing really well, obviously, coming back to his first team. This is where he started. It's exciting for him, and you know, it's important for us again. You know, I said the forwards make the D great, the D team on how you play against the opponent allow your goalie to be great too. So if we don't allow second chances and we keep the puck to the outside and we don't allow screens, you know, Jerry can get out, be top of his crease and get to his game real early. And if he does that, he's a heck of a goalie.
Badgers and Golden Gophers tonight. More with Tony Granato in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Get organized with help from Menards and Dakota. Whether you need a spot for extra storage or want to add an accent to your living space, Dakota has the shelf for you. With a variety of attractive finishes, you're bound to find a shelf to match your style. Dakota also offers a wide array of customizable, easy-to-install closets for your renovation needs. Get yours today at Menards. Plus, get a Menards gift card, the perfect gift this season.
Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It's Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight. Late face-off, 8 o'clock. Tomorrow's game starts at 6 o'clock on the Badgers Sports Network. And, Tony, you guys got right back to practice this past weekend. Actually gave the guys Monday off to relax. It was quite a series against a very talented Michigan team. But it's also finals week. There's a lot going through these guys' minds right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're doing scheduling for practice and stuff, we obviously, with the Friday-Saturday games, we give them Sunday off on a normal week. And then we practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to get ready for your next opponent. But with, like you said, finals coming up and a lot happening, and it was a pretty physical weekend last weekend against Michigan. I think the best thing for us to do is to give them a little bit of time, extra time during the week to get school organized, get your, you know, a little bit more rest in to try to get ready for a weekend. Because big rink here again, it's bigger than our rink. There's going to be a lot of skating, a lot of energy used. So if you can come in fresh and energized and be skating, you give yourself a chance. And I think that's really important for our team.
Did you sense that this week in practice?
Yeah, I think, you know, the day off on Monday, generally speaking, when they get back-to-back days off, the next practice, it takes a little bit of time to get, you know, back into it. But our guys jumped right into it. I think they appreciated that extra time. And they've been a great practice team all year. They are. They work hard. They try to get ready as best they can. So, you know, tonight's a big game for lots of different reasons. And obviously, Mo's coming back to Minnesota. We got lots of players that are from this area. It's a Gopher-Badger rivalry game. It's guys getting ready for World Juniors on both teams. Obviously, our team, Charlie Stramel's getting ready to head to World Juniors. Minnesota's got some players also. You know, and it's the last games before break. So, big weekend for both teams. you know, when Wisconsin and Minnesota get together, expect excitement, and we're looking forward to this weekend.
And like you said earlier this week, it wouldn't matter if they played on Lake Mendota, the Badgers and Gophers. It really doesn't matter, and that would be kind of fun to see.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Let's put that one out there for someone to try to put that into play. But no, I mean, this college sports and any sports, and you always look for exciting, you know, opportunities to play, you know, teams or groups or in this instance, a college that has a tremendous border rivalry. And this is exciting for me. Like, I remember games when I played, you know, back here in Mariucci Arena 30-some years ago, how cool it was. So it's for our guys, you know, they also have to realize you don't get that many opportunities. You really don't, even though it seems, yeah, we'll play them again, you know, in a couple months at home, and then we'll play them next year, but they go fast. So when you get an opportunity to be in a game like this, it's making sure you're, you know, take advantage of the excitement and remember it, because these are the games that when you play, you know, 30 years ago, you're going to be talking to your teammates about them.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. Wisconsin and Minnesota coming up. More from Mariucci in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Here at Mariucci Arena in Minneapolis, they're averaging about 8,200 fans per game in an arena that seats 10,000. They're expecting close to a sellout for tonight's series opener against the Wisconsin Badgers. Bob Motzko in his fifth year at Minnesota. He's got 97 wins, 55 losses, and 11 ties, 362 career wins over 18 seasons.
That includes his time at St. Cloud State. The Gophers averaging 4.1 goals per game, giving up only 2.5 per contest. Their power play at about 24%. Their penalty kill at 80%. Paul, this is amazing. You know, Minnesota is the least penalized team in the country, 6.8 minutes of penalties per game. But they played more than three full games now without a penalty called against them. That's remarkable.
There's a lot of crazy things or stats in hockey. That one, I don't remember ever hearing that. Like, one game is incredible if you don't have a take a penalty. They've done it for three straight games, 10 whole periods. It doesn't matter what your penalty kill is doing if you don't ever get in the box. People talk, it's always the key to a game, stay out of the box. Well, they've pretty much been perfect. That's absolutely incredible.
And Bob Motzko said, it's not like we haven't committed a penalty. It's just that they haven't been called for a penalty. And even more amazing is last weekend in the Gophers sweep in East Lansing against Michigan State. In both of those games, neither team was called for a penalty. So it's just, again, that's remarkable.
It's like a high school tennis match. Call your own lines.
Right.
Or a pickup basketball. Call your own fouls. Well, we're not calling any.
You know, we mentioned a season ago, and this year he's off to a pretty decent start as well with three shutouts and 919 save percentage. Badgers and the Gophers coming up. We'll check what's going on in the Big Ten. And last year when Jack LaFontaine up and left and signed with the Carolina Hurricanes, and Close was fantastic a season ago. And this year he's off to a pretty decent start as well.